Good morning. Welcome to Meet Your Neighbor. I'm Dave Land, your host for this program. In the studio today, Galen Dunn, Jeff resident, but that's pretty close to Fairfield, and I want to thank you for taking your time to come out and visit with me this morning.
Well, thank you very much, Dave. I'm a little nervous about this, but looking forward to talking to you.
Well, we'll try to make you feel right at home. We want to learn some things or find out some things about you because you've been around here. Well, you have been here for all the time.
All my life.
And we're going to find out where it all started, your schooling, after school, what you did, maybe what you would have liked to have done. So how does that sound?
Sounds great.
All right. Well, we'll get started in just a moment, and we'll visit with Galen Dunn after this break.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
You just decide, I'm not living from stupidity to stupidity, from guilt to guilt, from shame to shame, from dumb decision anymore. I stop it today. I'm done. You can make that decision right now. Ready, set, go. Get your stupid credit cards out and cut them up. If you keep doing stupid, don't scratch your head and wonder why you're freaking broke. But you can stop it. I did. Hey, it's Dave Ramsey. Join us for the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 4, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
You're listening to Meet Your Neighbor. I'm Dave Land. With me today is Galen Dunn, Jeff resident. And Galen, let's just start at the beginning. Where did it all start?
It began right here in Fairfield. I was born in 1959 to Luther and Alice Dunn. My mother's still alive. My father's passed away. I grew up just about a mile south of Fairfield.
Born at the Fairfield Memorial Hospital?
Yes.
And siblings?
I have an older brother, Lonnie, who's 4 years older than me, and a younger sister, Dana, who is 13 years younger than me. And kind of an interesting thing. We all share October birthdays. Their birthdays are October 18th, and mine is October 19th.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
All right. Galen, so you're going to grade school in Fairfield, probably kindergarten?
Actually, I went to New Hope.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did go to New Hope, and at that time, they had not invented kindergarten at New Hope, so I went directly into first grade.
And did you like school? Were you a Rhodes Scholar down there, or how did it go?
Well, I would term myself a real average student. It was a great experience, a great school, still is a great school. I don't know, a few of my teachers are still alive, but not many.
Who were some, can you name one or two?
Estelita Griffith was my third grade teacher, probably my favorite teacher of all time. Actually, for a time, Michael Simpson was my seventh grade teacher.
What subjects did you thoroughly enjoy that you just couldn't wait to study?
Always enjoyed geography and spelling.
Good speller, and you knew where you were.
Yes, exactly.
How about extracurricular activities while you're at New Hope?
Did the basketball thing, did the baseball thing. No, let's see. Man, we'll cut that out.
Who was coaching basketball?
Paul Stallings, actually. And then we had volleyball at that time. Boys volleyball as a grade school sport.
Intramural or
no.
Just right?
No, I mean,
right.
You went to other schools and played. There were, believe it or not, we had nine boys on a boys volleyball team, and we would play their other area grade schools.
Did you have a good size eighth grade class?
Probably about 20.
For the schools out in the country, that was probably 20 to 30, I guess.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're an eighth grader. High school's on the horizon. Are you apprehensive? Are you ready to go? Or, boy, I don't want to leave New Hope.
Very nervous about it. It was interesting. I remember going to the high school, to the office, and picking up my schedule. And that was in the summer. And at that time, there was nothing to introduce the students to where everything was in the school. So I remember walking the halls of FCHS trying to figure out where my rooms were all going to be. I mean, it was a self-guided tour.
And I'm sure you got some not-so-reliable help from upperclassmen?
Yes. Yeah, you were always a little worried about that, and then you were always worried about the being tossed in the bushes.
I remember an upperclassman asking me if I would go to Kincaid's with him to pick up some spotted paint. one of the custodians needed some spotted paint. I said, sure, let's go. You know, I was scared to death you weren't going to tell an upperclassman no. What did you like in high school as far as the classes go? You still with geography?
Yeah, I still enjoyed that. Really, Dick Lear, I remember him as a teacher. Mm-hmm. I had him as one of the classes he taught was conservation. Mm-hmm. I remember that class, but also remember Sue Odom from the speech classes, and dearly loved Sue Odom as a teacher.
Do you remember having to write a term paper your senior year? I think Mrs. Odom had to pick a thing. That was a big deal. I don't know if term papers were still...
I don't remember the term papers. I remember we had to pass the two different tests.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Government tests,
yes,
maybe?
Government tests. Mm-hmm. I do remember you had to pass those two or you couldn't graduate.
That's right. How about who was superintendent at that time? Do you recall?
Well, we started out, it was Weldon Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
I was definitely afeared of him.
Yes.
and then Doug Horner came in, mm-hmm, and was superintendent most of the time that I was there at FCHS.
Any extracurricular activities in high school?
Not so much. Actually, I did graduate in 1977, the same graduating class as your younger sister, Cynthia.
Little Cynthia,
and,
sure.
It was a great class. No, not too much in extracurricular activities. When I was in high school, I did work part-time at Food Park.
Was that during the school year, or did you have a full-time summer job?
It was part-time during the school year, and then full-time during the summers.
Who was your boss at Food Park at that
Harold
time?
Hastings.
Harold Hastings.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, their slogan, the store that brought lower food prices to town?
That's correct.
And they were open Sundays.
You know, they were one of the first ones to open on Sundays, and we were open initially from 12 until 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then it changed, and it was like 6 until 6 or something like that.
That was when you carried out the groceries?
Yes. I was a carry-out boy. I worked all departments of that store in the time that I worked there.
When you're in high school and you're in school and then you have the work experience, are you giving any thought as to, when I get out of high school, you know, I'm going to have to pick something to do full-time, or maybe you have thoughts of college?
Well, I thought about what I would do after high school. I did go to college, to Wabash Valley College, for 1 year, just taking general study classes. And then I thought, you know, I really don't know exactly what I want to do. And the grocery business was still something that I was involved in on a part-time basis. And they offered me a full-time position. And so I thought, well, okay, people always need to eat, so they'll buy groceries.
Yeah. Who were some of your coworkers at that time?
Well, certainly Harold Hastings, Doyle Hucker was, mm-hmm, there at that time.
A fellow that comes to mind, Jess.
Jess Parks. Actually, he's my uncle.
Really?
Yes.
Well, he was a fixture,
yes,
there, wasn't he?
Yes, he was a produce manager.
Mm-hmm.
Then there were those in the meat department, Tom Colvin, mm-hmm, D. Welty. Tom Pope was one that worked there. Catherine Holland, who's passed away now, but she was kind of the one over responsible for the checkers.
So it's Food Park, and then did it transition into or become Big John's while you were there?
Not while I was there.
Okay.
No.
Remember their commercial had the Jimmy Dean song, Big John.
Yes.
So
no, it was always Food Park while I was there.
When you went off to college, you said general studies, and you, mm-hmm, just weren't sure what you wanted to do. Did you have any kind of inkling that, well, if I don't stay in the grocery business or at the grocery store, I might want to do something else?
Well, I thought about my dad worked for Wayne White Electric Co-op, and as an electrical lineman, that kind of entered my mind, but then I just never did really pursue that any further. And then I had an opportunity to go to work another place after Food Park, and that's where I finished my career.
So you started at Food Park while you were in high school.
Yes.
And when did you leave Food Park?
I left Food Park in February of 1986.
So a better offer came along? Or
yes.
Something that
actually,
you just wanted to...
It was a better... It is definitely the best thing I ever did. Mm-hmm. I've only had two jobs in my life,
mm-hmm,
Food Park and working for Frontier Community College.
And who would have been the person responsible for getting you out to the college?
Well, Richard Mason was president when I was hired, worked with him, a wonderful man, still see him, he looks great.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, at the time, I actually did take a pay cut to go to work for Frontier College, but the schedule was a very consistent schedule, great working conditions, and just a great, great place to work.
Are you starting off in maintenance?
Yes, custodian and maintenance, yes.
Were you, who was your head gear? Did you report to?
It was me.
Oh, you were it. What year are we in now?
1986.
And 86.
At the time I went to work there, there were two buildings and a garage.
Mm-hmm.
And there was myself, full-time person, and one lady who worked nights part-time, and that was it.
You probably remember when you were in high school, Frontier, at that time, the college without walls?
Correct, yes.
Because I remember Richard Mason talking about hauling the books and everything in the back of the station wagon
right.
or whatever. So it was just you in 1986 when
yes.
you're starting out there?
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, of course, there were just two buildings
yes.
to maintain. And then as it grew in building and size, then more people were added on later on.
Was the job as good as you thought it would be? Or you get out there and you think, oh, my gosh, what have I done? Or what were your feelings when you first leave something that you know you could handle into something new?
You're a little nervous about that, but it didn't take me long to figure out that this is a great place to work.
Great place to work, and it was what we would call OJT, on-the-job training
yes,
for
mm-hmm.
you. Every day was a new day.
Every day was a new day. Lots of variety.
And I'm sure you got a lot of suggestions on, Galen, we need you over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, can you clean that up, or can you do this? But no, it was a wonderful, wonderful place to work.
We're going to take a short break talking with Galen Dunn here on Meet Your Neighbor. And after this break, we'll be back and learn more about Galen.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, Act Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
And welcome back to Meet Your Neighbor. I'm Dave Land, talking today with Galen Dunn. Excuse me, Jeff resident, but certainly started his career at Frontier Community College in 1986. Galen, vintage 1959, FCHS graduate of 1977. So we're into 1986. Richard Mason agreed to hire you. You're in maintenance at Frontier Community College, and things are going well. Anything come to mind as far as you go to work one day and something just totally unexpected happens? Maybe there was a problem with some of the equipment or something that caused you to leap into action and you really had no idea what to do, but somehow it came out right?
Yes, I guess when I started there in 86, they were actually building the fourth building, which was the Richard Mason Building at that time. But then in jump forward to 2002, and I just showed you and Mike the picture of the dedication for the new Learning Resource Center. And about 6 weeks before we were to dedicate that building, contractors still working on it, we come into work, and there is a huge, huge water leak.
Oh.
And so then we had to make lots of arrangements to get all that taken out, repairs made, and then opened the building still in 2002. So, yeah, there were always adjustments to be made, but always people willing to help you do that.
And as more buildings were added, you had to have help.
I did. Actually, more people were added. Andy Podorf came to work in around 1993 for me on a full-time basis. And then when I left, I retired in September of this year, actually. And when I left, there was myself, two full-time people, others than me, and one part-time person. So that was the maintenance and custodial staff at Frontier, as it was when I left.
What did you enjoy most about your career at the college?
Well, certainly seeing it grow, but then just seeing all the people that would be able to take advantage of things that Frontier did, whether you were someone graduating from high school or whether you were someone, a senior citizen, taking an enrichment class. Just, it was a wide age span of people there, but it was great. It was very great.
Anything that comes to mind that was kind of a dreaded part of the job, or Of course, I know some things are more fun than others, but
you know, I never dreaded going to work any day. I mean, that's 32 and a half years, and there was never a day I can think of that I thought I don't want to go.
Well, if you're not behind a desk as you weren't, every day's a new day.
That's correct.
And I've used that phrase a lot of times with the people that I've interviewed, but you could go in there thinking, well, I'm going to have a normal day, if there's such a thing, mm-hmm. and lo and behold, it was the farthest right. thing from normal.
You always need to be able to adjust and adapt.
Did you do the snow removal, too?
Yes.
And you mowed?
And I mowed.
And because the campus has always looked nice.
Well, thank you very much.
Looks beautiful. And I know that some of the guys here at the radio stations over the years have always had some fun with you.
Yeah, they have. And it was always fun, you know, when Lynn and Woody would talk about me, affectionately known as the ex-Chancellor Dunn. But, no, it was always fun. And the radio station, just throughout the years, has always been a big promoter of Frontier Community College, and we always appreciated that.
Well, you know, this certainly the radio station and the entire community is so fortunate to have FCC
sure is, yes.
out here. Okay, so Galen Dunn, if you hadn't done, no pun intended, if you hadn't been at the college doing what you did you ever have a secret desire that, you know, well, I'd like to have been in the FBI or did anything ever come to mind like that? Not that you wanted to change positions, but maybe something you'd always thought about doing, or
I don't really know. I mean, I think it's my job was I wouldn't term it a glamorous job, mm-hmm. but I just never had a desire to do anything other than what I was doing because I just loved what I did.
And certainly a very responsible position. What about your, not necessarily since you've retired, but while you were working, extracurricular activities?
For several years, as my two sons were growing up, I was involved with Little League Baseball. And for a period of 6 or 7, 8 years, I was the commissioner of Little League Baseball. And then since about 2010, had been involved with American Legion Baseball.
And the Veterans Field,
yes.
Isn't it beautiful?
It is beautiful. That is a great project. That was something I'm very proud to be a part of. It was wonderful that the American Legion VFW stepped forward and said we would be very happy to help with this project. And to my knowledge, it is the only field in our area that is called Veterans Field, and mm-hmm. it is beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
And Bobcat Field?
Yes, Bobcat Field at Frontier College, another baseball field that I was involved with quite a bit. Baseball just is a love that I have, and it's great to see those two great facilities.
I'm assuming you're a Cardinal fan.
Well, there's just one kind to be.
Do you get over to some of the games?
I do. It's fun. I don't know. I wish I had went to Sportsman's Park when it was being used. Mm-hmm. Never was there, but I've been to all the others. I'm sort of the opinion I don't like the newest stadium as much as I like the older ones.
Amen.
But that's just me.
Yeah.
But no, I love baseball a lot.
You've been doing some traveling.
Yes.
Where have you been? What's a favorite spot you've been to? And I know it involves some international travel.
Yes, actually, I kind of made some of this a hobby. We don't travel. We travel a fair amount. But anytime, we like to go to beaches. Mm-hmm. And we've done a lot of traveling in the Caribbean. And always try to collect sand from different beaches that I've been to. And it's getting harder to do because you can't get back on the, usually we're off of a cruise ship. It's difficult to get back on the cruise ship.
Yeah, it is.
But this morning before I left, I kind of have them all arranged like an old person like I am would do. And and so right now at the house I have sand from 44 different beaches.
Really? Samdale Lake?
Oh, yeah. No, but my
wife. So you could go there today?
I could. We could go up or we could see Roger Berg. But
bring that sand back here.
But the most recent trip we just came off of in December was with Tom and Lisa Konopasek, and we went. We flew to Spain, mm-hmm. spent 3 days there around Barcelona, and then sailed back to Miami, and it was just great.
What's on your bucket list? Anything not necessarily already scheduled, but that you're looking at or Boy, I want to get there one of these days.
We have not been to Hawaii or Australia. We'd like to go there, and we would like to go to Italy.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you love the food.
Yes.
Wherever you go.
Yes.
I mean, that's, and the cruises, you know, if you don't get full on a cruise,
right,
it's your own fault.
And the great thing about a cruise is if you're multiple stops, if you don't particularly like the place you are one day, next day it'll be something different.
Absolutely. Tell us about your family.
I'm just a very blessed man. I met my wife, Margaret. She was raised in the Sisney area, grew up across from Samdale Lake. So I met Margaret when I was working at Food Park. We were married in 1980. I've been blessed with two sons, Caleb, who works at Le Mans. He does something with certified vehicles and lots of other paperwork. He is married to Jennifer, used to be Jennifer Jones, mm-hmm. Robert and Vicki Jones' daughter, mm-hmm. and they have two children, Aiden, who is age 11, and Sagan, who is age 5, and they all live here. Those kids go to New Hope. And then our youngest son, Colin, just married in June of this year to Caitlin Gowen, and they live in the Evansville area. And Colin works at Lamac Engineering, what used to be Lamac, and now it's HLR in Mount Carmel.
And you're still in Mrs. Thacker's house?
Still in Mrs. Thacker's house. I actually have I find more stuff. I'm going through things, and I find things from when the Brayer was out there, mm-hmm. and going out and doing that and things with the yearbook. So there are just a few things there. Yeah, Mrs. Thacker's house.
She would host members of the Brayer staff when I was in high school and have them out at her house to help put the high school newspaper together, mm-hmm. and she was so dedicated at that. And every time I drive by there, I think, MST, yep. Margaret Spence Thacker.
And you always met in the basement, didn't you?
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
So, Galenette, we've got about a minute left.
My.
Anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners? Anything on the horizon or anything else you'd like to add?
I just hope I'm continued blessed with good health. We'd like to do some more traveling. But we'll be around the Fairfield area. We're not moving anywhere. Just trying to maybe be a little bit more of a giver of my time than I have been in the past to causes that need givers.
Well, I agree with you. It's a pretty good place to live.
It's a great place to live.
And keep busy. That's important, and it sounds like you are. And we wish you all, even though this program may be aired later at a different time, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
You too. Thank you very much.
Been talking with Galen Dunn. He retired this past September from out at Frontier Community College, and want to thank him for coming out here. Next week, I will have another guest, and we will, at that time, meet your neighbor. Thank you for listening.